The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Hornet Keeps a Date. The Green Hornet strikes again. Be one of the 20,000 new waves the Navy needs? You will be if you go at once to the Navy recruiting station nearest you and ask about it. Here are the qualifications. You must be between 20 and 36 years of age, have at least 2 years of high school education, and have no children under 18 years of age. If you can meet those requirements, you now have the opportunity to join this fine service. You will be proud to be a wave, and to know that you did your full share to help beat the Japs. Go to the Navy recruiting station now and ask how you can join the women in blue, the Navy's waves. And now, the Green Hornet. Britt Reed, young publisher of the Daily Sentinel, arrived at his office late one morning accompanied by his Filipino valet, Cato, who had stopped in to take some clothing from the office to the cleaners. Britt Reed sat down at his desk and casually glanced at the opened mail, which had been placed there by his secretary, Lenore Case. As his glance fell on the top letter, he suddenly tensed, then leaned forward disbelievingly for a closer look.
Great Scott. Cato, come here quickly.
What's wrong, Britt?
Forget those clothes. Come look at this letter.
Letter must be bad news, Mr. Britt. You not look so well right now.
And if this letter means what I think it means, I'll have reason to feel sick. And how?
What did it say?
Well, I haven't read it through. It's the beginning that bothers me. Listen to this. The Green Hornet, care of the Daily Sentinel, City. Dear Green Hornet. Cato, this is serious.
If Miss Case bring letter and put it on your desk, it means...
It means that Lenore Case knows Britt Reed is the Green Hornet.
What you do, Mr. Britt?
Well, the sooner I face the situation, the better. I'll let Miss Case come in.
Maybe it better I leave.
Oh, no, you stay here.
Yes, Mr. Reed?
Will you come in right away, Miss Case?
Yes, sir. I was expecting you to call me in. I'll come right away.
Oh. She said she was expecting me to call her in, Cato. This is a situation, if there ever was one. My own secretary knowing the biggest secret of my life.
You think she keeps secret?
I don't know. I've always put absolute trust in Miss Case, but even if she does keep the secret to herself, think of the hold such knowledge will give her over me.
I see you found that letter I left on your desk, Mr. Reed.
Yes, yes, that's what I want to see you about.
I knew you would.
Why, did you put this letter on my desk, Miss Case?
Well, I thought the other letter in the envelope I left with it explained, Mr. Reed.
The other letter?
Yes, sir. It was right under the Hornet letter. There it is.
Oh. Oh, I see. I didn't look at that one.
Thought I'd clip them together. Clip must have slipped off. The envelope is addressed to the editor of the Daily Sentinel.
Oh, so I notice. Let's see what this other letter says.
Just a request that we publish the enclosed letter to the Green Hornet. The woman who wrote it says it's very important that she's sending similar requests to other papers.
Yes. So I see.
What the Hornet letters say, Mr. Britt?
Well, I'll read it. Dear Green Hornet, if you're as smart and nervy as they say you are, you figure out a way to contact me for your own good. Helene. Huh. She doesn't give the Hornet much to go on, does she?
Thank goodness, that's a strange letter. Are we going to print it, Mr. Reed?
Oh, yes, it'll make an interesting item. The police can have the original if they want it.
Since it's typewritten, I doubt if they could make any more out of it than reading it in the Sentinel.
Well, I'll send it to them anyway. Have Gunnigan run it in a box on the front page. We'll give the girl Helene a break.
I'd like to see the Hornet's face when he reads that. If he can find her, he must be smart.
Well, if he can figure it out, the police can do the same thing. It'll be interesting if they happen to get to the girl before the Hornet does.
Perhaps girl have evidence against Hornet and intend to make him pay a large sum of money.
Could be. In that case, Cato, it's up to the Hornet to reach Helene before the police do. And with nothing but that note to go on, he's going to have to do a lot of fast thinking.
Hi, Reed.
Good afternoon, Axford. Just come back from police headquarters?
That I did, Reed. Believe me, they're sure in a dither about that note for the Hornet you put in the Sentinel.
Oh, really? Well, didn't you give Inspector Evans the original note that came in the mail?
Sure. And the Clarion had the same thing printed in his personal column. But if there's any hidden message in that note, they ain't found it yet. Sarge has some of the men at headquarters working on it. They've put the words backwards and skipwards and all, but got no sense from it yet.
I see.
Maybe the Green Hornet knew the dame before. Maybe she's his girlfriend and he already knows where to find her.
Well, in that case, she went to a lot of trouble sending a note to the papers.
Yeah, that's all. I was thinking, Reed, would be a feather in our cap if one of us on the Sentinel could figure out how to find her. Maybe we'd be able to get a scoop.
Well, it'd please me very much if somebody could locate the girl.
Well, for your own information, I'm working on it myself. Oh, 'tis my idea. The girl's got something on the Hornet and intends to try to make a deal with him. If I dope it out, I'll let you know right away.
Good. Hope you have luck, Axford. If there's a hidden message anywhere in that note, I'd be very glad to know it. Very glad.
You want to see me, Inspector Evans?
Oh, yes, Sergeant Burke. Come sit down a minute.
Thanks, sir. Well, I've had the boys going over that Hornet note, the one some girl sent to the papers. So far...
I know, Sergeant. I sent for you to come to my office because I want to discuss that note in private.
What about it, Inspector?
Since you're going to be needed in working on the case, I decided to tell you that note's a plant. A come-on for the Hornet, which was arranged by me.
Arranged by... I don't get it.
Now, look. A couple of days ago, we picked up Jimmy Duncan, do you remember?
Sure, for driving a load of black market stuff.
Right. When we grilled him, he insisted the Green Hornet was the head of the racket. Said he'd told his sister about it, and she could verify what he said.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, I had his sister brought here to my office for questioning yesterday morning. Here's a transcript of our conversation. Look it over. That'll give you the whole story.
Okay, sir. From this, I can get a quick idea of just what she had to say. I noticed your secretary took down the questions and answers word for word.
Well, Inspector, now that I'm here, what do you want to know?
You're Helen Duncan, sister of Jimmy Duncan, the man we picked up yesterday?
That's right. But you haven't got anything on me. I didn't do anything.
Don't worry, Helen. We have no intention of keeping you in custody. You'll be doing the police department a favor, and at the same time, you'll be helping your brother. If you'll tell me exactly what you know of your brother's connections in the black market racket.
Honest, Inspector. Jimmy just got in with the wrong bunch, that's all. He's just one of the little guys in the racket. I begged him to get out of it, but he said he couldn't.
Did he say why?
Sure. He said the Green Hornet was the big boss, and he was afraid to quit. You know yourself, the Hornet ain't one to fool around with.
I know. So he told you the Hornet was at the head of it, eh?
Sure. That's what I just told you.
Yes, and that's what your brother told us, too.
Well, it's the truth, Inspector. Honest.
Could be at that. Helen, would you be willing to help us trap the Hornet and break up that black market racket at the same time?
Trap the Hornet? Don't make me laugh.
I have a plan that I think will work if you'll cooperate. It'll help your brother's case if you do.
Well, okay, Inspector. What have I got to lose? Anyway, I'd sure like to get a look at that Hornet. Now, suppose you tell me what the plan is you have in mind.
Well, what do you know? Then that note was from Helen Duncan, Inspector.
Right. Nobody but you and I and that girl knows it's a plant to catch the hornet.
Wherever he is, I'll bet he's poring over that note trying to find what's hidden there. I can't wait till he does find out and calls that girl.
You studied note. Not eat much dinner, Mr. Britt.
It intrigues me, Cato. And I've reached a conclusion. The name Helene is typed out in caps, and I've decided that name holds the key to what I'm hunting.
How you figure that, Mr. Britt?
I think the name is used as code for a phone number. I've already checked it with the dial.
Oh, what you find? Letters H-E, maybe Harold.
Yes, Harold Exchange, then L-E-N-E on the dial becomes 5363.
You try calling Harold 5363?
Oh, yes, but not from this phone. I'll go around the corner to a pay station. If it's the number, then be ready when I come back to go out in the Black Beauty.
Yes, sir. I'll be ready.
Good. I won't be long, Cato. I'm positive this is the number. And I'll be very anxious to meet Helene and find out why she wants to talk to the Green Hornet.
Find out, Mr. Britt.
It was the right number, Cato. The girl who answered admitted she was Helene, but she refused to discuss anything over the phone.
Girl must have plenty of nerve to want to see Hornet. What do we do now?
She gave me an address, a small apartment house on the outskirts of town.
You think it's safe for Green Hornet to go there, Mr. Britt?
I'll admit there's some risk. Yet Axford said if he heard anything at police headquarters, he'd let me know. Strange, though, that they didn't figure out that code number.
Well, perhaps they'd not tell Axford if they did.
It's possible. If there's no reason why they shouldn't, Sergeant Burke usually tips Axford off on anything dealing with the Green Hornet.
That lucky for you on many occasions.
You can say that again. Well, Cato, we'll risk a visit to the mysterious Helene. We'll drive the Black Beauty.
Oh, wait. I answer, Mr. Britt. Mr. Reed, apartment.
This is Inspector Evans at police headquarters. May I speak to Mr. Reed?
Oh, just a minute, Inspector Evans.
Evans, huh? I wonder why he's calling. Hello, Inspector.
Oh, hello, Mr. Reed. I'll come right to the point. Knowing that your paper, the Daily Sentinel, has a standing reward of $25,000 for the capture of the Green Hornet, I thought you'd be interested in what we're going to do tonight.
Why, yes, of course. What are you planning to do, Inspector?
This is off the record, of course.
Well, you can count on that.
Good. You remember that note to the Green Hornet you published today?
Yes.
That was arranged by us here at headquarters with the help of a certain young woman.
Well, oh, I see.
The trick worked, Mr. Reed. She just phoned me that she'd had a call from the Hornet, and he's going to her place to talk to her tonight.
Well, perhaps he'll get wind of the fact that it's a frame-up and won't appear, Inspector.
No one knows about the plan except Sergeant Burke, the girl, and myself, and now, of course, you. Your reporter, Axford, is going out with the boys, but none of them knows yet whom they're after.
I guess you've laid your plans well, Inspector.
Yes, and I don't think we'll fail. I thought you'd like to be in on the capture since you'll be paying out that large reward, so I called to invite you to go with me.
Well, of course, Inspector. I'd be delighted. Thank you for taking me into your confidence.
That's all right. I'll stop by for you in about 15 minutes, Mr. Reed. Goodbye.
Bye, Inspector.
Inspector Evans say police figure out phone number of girl, Mr. Britt?
No, they didn't have to figure it out, Cato. That note was planted by the police to trap the Green Hornet.
What? Great shades of ancestors. Then police be waiting at place for Green Hornet to arrive.
Yes, and Inspector Evans has invited me to be waiting with them.
Oh. Then they'd be disappointed. Green Hornet not appear tonight.
But, Cato, outside of the police and the girl, I'm the only person who knows it's a trap. If the Hornet doesn't show up, Inspector Evans might begin to suspect something.
That's not good.
I'll say it's not good. The inspector's coming by to pick me up in less than 15 minutes. Unless we do some fast and productive thinking right now, then both Britt Reed and the Green Hornet will be definitely on the spot.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. Here's a special message to men and young men of America. Uncle Sam needs you in the Merchant Marine to help ship vital supplies of war to the Pacific. If you're between 17 and 50 years of age, you do not require previous experience to train for vital assignment in deck, engine, radio, stewards, or purser hospital corps departments of U.S. merchant ships. Apply today at your local U.S. Employment Service office or to your nearest U.S. Maritime Service recruiting office. Remember, we've got to keep them sailing. And now, back to the Green Hornet. Realizing that Inspector Evans might become suspicious if the Hornet didn't put in an appearance while Britt Reed was with the police, Britt and Cato tried to think of a solution before Inspector Evans arrived. A short time later, the inspector and Reed, accompanied by Sergeant Burke, were speeding along in the inspector's car.
It was thoughtful of you to invite me to go with you, Inspector.
Well, Sergeant Burke figured you'd get a kick out of seeing us trap the Green Hornet.
Well, his capture would certainly affect me a great deal, Inspector.
You'd be affected to the tune of $25,000, huh, Mr. Reed? But think of the headlines in the Sentinel if we do capture him.
I've imagined those headlines many times, Sergeant Burke. They'd be worth $25,000 to any newspaper.
Then let's hope you're not disappointed. We'll be at the girl's place in a few minutes. By the way, her name's Helen Duncan, sister of a chap we picked up in the poultry black market.
Oh, I see. The name signed to the note was Helene.
That was put in for code purposes.
We grilled Jimmy Duncan until he told us the Hornet was at the head of the racket. The girl said the same thing and agreed to help us trap him.
So that's it.
That's it. Jimmy Duncan was caught delivering some of the stuff. We hope to get the Hornet and break the racket at the same time. Well, there's the place just ahead.
Well, if the Hornet comes here, won't he notice your men watching?
He won't see anyone, Mr. Reed. They'll all be in hiding. And we'll be inside with the girl hiding behind a screen in there. And here we are. Tonight, Mr. Reed, you're going to have a box seat watching the biggest catch of the year right in that ground floor apartment there. Let's go on in.
Now, Helen, we three will go behind the screen over in the corner there. I want you to raise the shades and sit in that chair there where you can be seen from the outside.
Hey, wait a minute. I'll feel like a fish in a bowl sitting there with the shades up. Suppose that guy takes a pot shot at me, just for luck.
He won't. Don't worry. I'll do as I say. Come on, Mr. Reed. You, Sergeant. The screen will hide us nicely. Keep your gun handy, Sergeant.
I got it handy. You can bet on that, Inspector.
Well, here goes. I sure wish this was over with.
So do I, sister.
Are you planning on letting him enter? Will you shoot him down before he has a chance?
We'll take him alive if we can.
If he was coming, he ought to be here by this time.
Quiet, Helen. Don't forget you're supposed to be in here alone.
Okay. But I don't like it.
That girl has quite a bit of nerve.
You said it, Mr. Reed. For my money, I wouldn't want to be sitting out there like that. What the? It must be the Hornet.
Come on.
He tried to kill me.
No, he didn't. There's a rock on the floor with a paper wrapped around it.
What is it?
We'll soon find out.
Well, it looks like a note of some kind.
It's a note, all right. Let's see.
Here it is.
Well, of all the...
What's it say, Inspector?
Yes, what does it say?
I followed some cops out here. Don't wait, I won't be back. And stuck on the notes a Hornet seal.
He'll know it was a trick now. He'll come back after me.
We'll leave one of our men here to keep watch, Helen. There's nothing to worry about.
Let's get going, Inspector. The boys are probably trailing that heathen back to town.
Yes, all right. We'll drive on back to town. There's nothing more to be done here.
It's too bad he got away, Inspector.
We're not through yet. And the night's still young. Maybe you'll still have those headlines, Mr. Reed. Let's go.
I'm relieved to see you here safely, Cato. I was a little worried the police might gang up on you.
Nothing catch Black Beauty, Mr. Britt.
You did a good job.
Now that trap failed, you get the rest, perhaps.
Not by a jugful, Cato. We have a job yet to be done tonight.
You mean Green Hornet go out now?
Right. I haven't finished with that girl yet. Her brother was working with racketeers dealing in black market poultry, and I think she knows the higher-ups in the racket.
But police be watching girl, maybe.
Yeah, they left one man out there. We'll get by him. We'll take the Black Beauty. Let's go.
Did girl get good look at you when you were there before, Mr. Britt?
No, I made sure of that because I knew I'd be coming back. She was too nervous to notice much, and I didn't have anything to say to her at all.
That's good. Apartment house next block.
We won't drive too close, Cato. Find a dark spot in which to park the Black Beauty. We have the policeman to deal with before I go inside.
Yes, sir. Then I come with you and wait just outside the window. We stop in shadows just ahead.
Good. Then we'll go the rest of the way on foot. And let's hope they haven't sent more police back there. That'd be something I haven't bargained for.
It's a waste of time keeping me out of here when the Hornet's already come and gone. For two pins.
Quiet, you.
Sneak up behind me, will you?
What?
Oh, that will knock him out, plenty.
Help me move him behind these shrubs.
He not know what hit him.
There. Now for a showdown with a little lady inside. Wait and keep your eyes open, Cato. Okay, sister, you sent for me, so here I am. Let me in and close the door.
The Green Hornet.
Of course. What'd you expect? Close the door. That's better.
But they said you wouldn't be back. I mean, that note you threw in here said...
Skip it. I did come back. And now we'll have a quiet little talk. Just you and I.
Okay, big boy. Why not? Have a cigarette?
No, thanks.
I'm not very sociable, are you? Well, I'll smoke alone, then.
You playing for time?
Don't worry. The coppers aren't coming back. Of course, I can't figure out how you got by that big lug outside.
Stop the chatter. I have some questions to ask.
Oh, gee, how masterful you are.
What's so funny?
What a guy. I never had anyone go to so much trouble to keep a date with me before. And the faces on those coppers. You should have seen them.
Stop it. You're wasting my time. Don't forget you tried to trap me for the police.
Honest, Hornet, they made me do it.
Because of your brother Jimmy, eh?
What? You know about Jimmy?
Yes, and about the racket he was mixed up in. Who runs that racket?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
I said, who runs that racket?
Oh, my arm.
You won't get hurt if you talk.
Look, Hornet, honest, I don't know. But if you want, I can take you to where they hide out.
It's a deal.
You'll have to wait a minute while I fix up a bit in the other room.
In the other room, huh?
Oh, don't be so suspicious. That's my bedroom. The phone out here is the only one in the apartment, so if you thought I was...
All right, go ahead. But hurry.
Sure. Be back in a minute.
Are you out there?
Yes, I'm here.
See if there's a car parked out back. If there is, we may have to follow it. Get the attachment from the Black Beauty and put it on it and hurry.
Right away. Quick.
You about ready?
Be ready in a minute.
Well, hurry up.
Britt Reed waited about 5 minutes. Then...
Fixed.
Good. You wait there. Aren't you ready yet? Oh, there she goes. All right, Cato, she just left. Come on, let's get to the Black Beauty on the double. Several cars ahead of us. You better turn on the radio. Make sure she hasn't given us the slip.
Yes, sir. Though her car's still ahead, Mr. Britt.
Yes. That little attachment you stuck on her car is quite an invention, Cato. With that radio beam it sends off, we won't lose her.
Cars all go around bend in road ahead.
Yes, I'll speed up before we lose sight of them.
She go a long way out of city, Mr. Britt.
Yes, the hideout must be
up. Wait. We not get signal now.
Cars must have turned off before we came around the bend. It must have been her car. We'll turn around and go back until we pick up the beam again. She's going to find it's not so easy to lose the Green Hornet.
Someone of the gang. Open the door, Eddie.
Okay, boss.
Hi, Eddie.
Helen, what brings you out here? Come in.
Why have you come here, Helen? Didn't I tell you to stay away since they grabbed Jimmy?
Don't pull that big shot stuff with me, Cardale. Jimmy and I have both covered for you. I came out now to warn you. The Green Hornet's out to get you.
How do you know that?
Because he told me so himself.
Oh, she's loony,
boss. It's true. Came to my place and began to get tough. I gave him the slip. He's no smarter than other men when it comes to women. We can trick him every time.
How do you know he didn't follow you here?
Nobody followed me, so don't get jumpy. I kept in traffic and went through all the roundabout roads instead of heading straight out here. That dopey hornet's still sitting in my apartment waiting for me to fix my face.
That face of yours could stand a little fixing, sister.
Look, the hornet.
Eddie, you forgot to lock the door.
I'll riddle the bum.
He turned out the light.
Shoot, Eddie.
Don't waste your bullets, Mud.
I get other ones.
This will settle, Eddie.
You won't get me.
Pardon my foot.
Oh, he tripped me.
If I had a light, I'd settle you.
Here's some stars to make light.
Light the light. I'll tell you all you want to know. Look back in the barn. There's evidence. Don't hurt me. Let me get up.
Don't bother getting up, sister. Take a little gas.
No.
Now to put on the light. Yeah, there's a phone. Call the police, then we'll head back to town. That chap Cardale used to be with the OPA, but he lost his job. The inspector can have the leader of the poultry black market racket after all. But it won't be the Green Hornet.
And Reed, they got the whole bunch, including the girl the police had trying to trap the hornet.
Yeah, Mr. Reed. Inspector Evans is sorry he didn't get the headline you expected about the capture of the Green Hornet, I mean. Axford near had a fit when he heard about the trap we planned with that note and all.
Maybe if you hadn't been so close-mouthed, Sarge, I could have helped you. Anyway, I saw right through that plan, believe it or not.
Really, Axford? Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't want to spoil all your fun, Reed, thinking you were going to get a scoop on the capture of the hornet. I'm sorry, though, that you're disappointed.
Oh, I'll get over it, Axford. But I hope to be right on hand when he is caught. You can count on that.
Control is an important part of our fight to keep down living costs. And all of us, landlords and tenants alike, are helping or should be. Now here's what you can do to assist our government. Landlords help by registering at the OPA rent office. Tenants help by paying no more rent than ceiling prices, by finding out what their eviction rights are and checking with the rent control office if they're being asked to move. That's the way all of us are helping to make rent control work during wartime. So do your part in this vital governmental program now. Be sure to listen to the Green Hornet next week at this time. These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Henry Stambaugh speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.